This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Sea Wolf. I scarcely know where to begin, though I sometimes facetiously place the cause of it all to Charlie Ferruseth's credit. He kept the cottage in Mill Valley, under the shadow of Mount Tamalpais. Had it not been my custom to run up to see him every Saturday afternoon, and to stop over till Monday morning, this particular January Monday morning would not have found me afloat on San Francisco Bay. Not but that I was afloat in a safe craft, for the Martinez was a new ferry steamer, making her fourth or fifth trip on the run between Sausalito and San Francisco. The danger lay in the heavy fog which blanketed the bay, and of which, as a landsman, I had little apprehension. In fact, I remember the placid exultation with which I took up my position on the forward upper deck, directly beneath the pilot house. A fresh breeze was blowing, and for a time I was alone in the moist obscurity. Yet not alone, for I was dimly conscious of the presence of the pilot, and of what I took to be the captain, in the glass house above my head. I remember thinking how comfortable it was, this division of labor, which made it unnecessary for me to study fogs, winds, tides, and navigation in order to visit my friend who lived across an arm of the sea. It was good that men should be specialists, I mused. Instead of having to devote my energy to the learning of a multitude of things, I concentrated it upon a few particular things, such as, for instance, the analysis of Poe's place in American literature, an essay of mine, by the way, in the current Atlantic. A red-faced man, slamming the cabin door behind him and stumping out on the deck, interrupted my reflections.